Last Sunday, 25-year-old Army Specialist Stephen Dusty Hiller died, along with seven other soldiers, when their unit was ambushed in Baghdad neighborhood called Sadr City. Hiller was from Opelika, Alabama, and he was assigned to the Army's 2nd Battalion of the 5th Cavalry Regiment, stationed out of Fort Hood, Texas. Hiller was killed when a rocket-propelled grenade hit the Humvee he was driving. Melanie Peoples visited his boyhood home.
Just a few miles outside the small East Alabama town of Opelika, almost to Georgia, the sun goes down on a clear spring evening. Steve Hiller stands in his front yard, 4 acres of what used to be cow pasture, looking at the brown cedar house his son helped him remodel and enlarge.
I've got some pictures of Dusty. He's hanging off this corner up here. Oh, hey, Mom, look at me. I can swing like a monkey. You know, he's carrying on all kind of craziness.
No fear. It was just a couple years ago after he learned carpentry while building houses for the poor in Mexico, before he'd married his high school crush.
He had a full-time job doing carpenter work over in Columbus, Georgia. He'd get off work and come straight home, and we'd go right back to work again. We'd work until we'd set up lights out here so we could see.
Most parents who lose children never think they had enough time together. But Steve and Dusty, named for his father's favorite professional wrestler, Dusty Rhodes, got a late start. Dusty's parents divorced when he was just 6 months old. His mother moved away, and it wasn't until Dusty was 14 that he found his father, who had since remarried. Dusty called his father up, moved in that night, and they set about making up for lost time.
We tried. Him and I'd wrestle out in the yard before he got too big. And I'd take him swimming. He wasn't the type of kid that'd step back in your life and cause you a problem. Like he stepped in your life and wanted to be a part of your life.
He grew up strong, 6'1", 220 pounds, with sandy hair and blue eyes. And although bright, not very interested in school. Like a lot of bored teenage boys in rural Alabama, Dusty found mischief and spent some time at a state-run boot camp for boys. He flourished there, and his friend Alan Darnell marked a change when Dusty returned.
You could see the difference in him, that it was just reality of it just sat in, and the structure related to him really well. He was just, it was like, it gave him a purpose.
From then on, according to his father, Dusty wanted the Army. He got his GED and joined while still a teen. One of his most prized assignments was serving as an honor guard to the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
He was proud of that uniform. He'd be off on leave or something other than wear that uniform. He was proud of anywhere he would go, he'd put that uniform on. He went to his brother's wedding and wore that uniform. He was proud of it. It was what he wanted out of life, and he done it.
He was honorably discharged briefly, but never gave up working to get reenlisted. It finally happened last June, after the U.S. had gone to war with Iraq. His father, a Vietnam and Korea vet himself, tried to talk him out of it.
I got so mad at him, I didn't know what to do. He just told me, he said, Daddy, that's what I want to do.
He'd been in Iraq about 3 weeks. His family thought most of the fighting was over, that Dusty would just be policing, that he'd be safe. Among those Army Specialist Stephen Dusty Hiller leaves behind are a wife, 2 daughters, 2 stepsons, and a baby due in August he just learned was a boy. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Opelika, Alabama.